I talked with mom 2 days ago, and my mom asked me how's your life have been doing after 2 months at the parish. And I answered, Mom, I'm getting bored. And she said, well, that's good. Mom, what does it mean about good? She said, which means that you are working hard. So you're getting bored, no reason about that, okay? Well, that's not a homily. Now it's a homily. That's different, okay? How many parts of the Mass you can think of? Can you make a guess? How many parts? Like we are saying Masses, we are in Mass, but how many parts in Mass? Maybe you know already, or maybe you don't know already. No worries about that. There are two parts, okay? First, the Eucharist. First, the liturgy of the world. The Word. Second, the liturgy of the Eucharist. Okay? So two parts of every Masses. So today homily, we Father Matt and I, we dedicate the homily for preaching for the Eucharistic revival. But probably this week we have a same homily, but different accent. I have Vietnamese accent, Father Matt said, has American accent, so same homily, different accent. So sorry about that, you all today, but bear with me, okay? Hang in there, okay? I will mention 4 points for my homily today. First, as you hear about the singing, the entrance hymns, the singing before Mass, why we are doing that right before Mass? Every Mass is we are singing, right? Well, because singing is the easiest to unite people. Why I'm saying that? Because when you sing, everyone sings together. And that is supposed to be the universal church. Like we sing together, one hymn, one song, we sing and we offer to the Lord. That right in the beginning of every Masses, we offer to the Lord our unity to Him. Second, we sing Gloria. Gloria, glory to God in the highest. I talk with many people that even when I say Masses by myself, I'm not alone. Because not only me at that present at that Mass, but we have also the Lord, and we have also the whole choirs of the holy angels are present at the Mass. And as you know, like from the last week, you see the video, the whole choirs of holy angels are present at this moment for you and for me to offer the same sacrifices as Jesus did to his Father, our Father in heaven. And we, if you don't believe that, please believe that. And if you have no idea how to believe that, please believe that, because that's our faith. Our faith is something beyond our understanding. If you ask me many questions, I have no idea how to answer that. That's okay, I guess, because I cannot answer everything for you. Because like beyond my understanding about Mass, about why we're here, because we worship the Lord with our hearts, with our own weaknesses, and we offer with Jesus to the Father directly through me as a priest, and every priest can do that. So Gloria, we join with whole choirs of angels to praise God. When we talk about the Psalms, that's our response to God. That's our responses to God. And that is our part to repeat the Psalms. Second, three crosses before the Gospel, Deacon came up to me and asked, your blessing, Father. And I bless deacon, may the Lord be in your hearts and your lips, that you may proclaim the gospel well and worthily. And your turn, you make a sign of the cross on your forehead, on your mouth, and on your heart, right in front of you. So what does it mean? It means that you may the Lord, may the gospel be in your mind, your mouth to proclaim, and your heart to remember. Three elements you put in your mind, you pronounce by your mouth, and you learn from your heart. So three crosses, three ideas. The third point, the presence of God in the gospel. When a deacon pronounces the gospel, the Lord is present right there in the gospel. Why I'm so saying that? Because as we know, the Son of God, the living God, is the Logos, the Word of the Father. And when we say the Word in the gospel, God presence right there in the words itself. You know what I mean? Like we know like many different parts of the Mass, God is truly present, especially in the Eucharist, but also in the Word, in the Gospel. When deacon or me pronounce that, we believe that the Lord present at that moment, because the Logos is wisdom from the Father, the Son of the living God, the Word you just hear, that is the Lord. That is the wisdom of the Father. The final point, when you listen to something, especially when you listen to the gospel, please listen and follow that. Well, you can ignore my homily, obviously, and you see, my homily hopefully can help you something, but you should not or you cannot ignore the word of God, the word of Jesus Christ. And that is when we listen. Don't listen from this ear and to another ear. In American, we have a idiom about that, right? I forgot already. Maybe you need to remind me about that. But listen from your ear into your heart and follow that. And don't ignore that, please. Because that is the word of eternal life. That those words brings eternal life for you. I'm not kidding. I'm not playing around with your souls. I'm not like joking around with your souls today. Please believe me that you listen to those words, take that, reflect on that, and live with that, and follow that, because those words bring eternal life for you. Finally, this is like the little flies for you to take home. When you get out of the church, that way, okay, that way, that door, not like that door, but that door. Please take a look on the flies and take home. And then we have a whole schedule over here. First will be Ars Celebrandi, which means the art of celebrating. Father Matt will lead and will talk about those topics, and we think it's so important for you and for me to go deeper in our faith, to go stronger in our faith, especially with the Eucharist, especially with the masses. And we are in the Eucharist revival year. We need to go deeper on that. We need to learn from that. In case someone asks you, or your children ask you, Mom, why do I need to go to Mass? God is everywhere. Why I need to be at the church? Why? My friend, they don't go to the church, but they are fine. And we go to the Mass, and we have many struggles with our life. We are facing many sufferings. Why, Mom? Why, Dad? Can you answer those questions? Why? Why I'm Catholic? I grew up a Catholic. But why I'm suffering? But the people, they don't believe in God, but they are happy. So why, mom? Can you answer that? If you can't, take home, okay? That's all about my homily. Hopefully, I'll pray for you to pray deeply in God. And we're going to learn together. We're going to be with the Lord. We're going to pray with the Lord. We know how to pray well. We know how to celebrate Mass well. So I'll pray for you.